UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Okay, so we do four regions. We have the Louisville Lock region. We had, oh, what else do we had? We have the South. This is the lower right.
Cooper, Turtle, Hassan.
Yes.
And Caller Emily.
And Caller Emily. Yes. So we had our four regions. We did those last week. Then we got inundated with the mixtape along with the breaking news of Johnny Juzang, and that was more vital than just doing a bunch of nonsense. Barely.
Barely.
Barely, if you will. All right, so here's the thing. The AG, Diener's lady friend, by the way, a test of a relationship being quarantined together. That's a test of a relationship,
oh,
but that's
absolutely
a whole different discussion. This is her region. It's a lower right. It is the South. And then I don't have the teams. You'd think I would have this in front of me. The bracket, Mitch, who is the one seed in this bracket?
That would be Gonzaga.
All right, so this is the Zags. They were they will underperform in the sound bracket, but that's okay. We'll still like them nonetheless. Okay, so here is the one seed. This is Gonzaga, and this is the first sound in the AG region.
Don't break your phone, man. I know you. You're holding it together well right now.
No, I'm not.
You're better than typically how you'd handle things, so. We'll figure it out. Be optimistic.
I mean, I've got the video. The video is up on ESPN 680. Let's see.
Video has sound?
Yeah, but it's not airable for radio. It's not. I mean, we have proof that it happened.
Can it be enhanced at all?
No. It's not a Bond movie. No, we can't do it. So let's talk about something else.
Okay.
You're gonna need somebody to come by and make you another mint julep this early, man.
Maybe about 50.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you a hug, man. I know you're not an emotional guy. There you go. Yeah, so,
you guys host. I don't know. Some one of you.
A horse. I want to get the.
Or what? So, is anybody called or texted? I mean, just for flying blind here. Is anybody?
Not yet.
Damn it.
A horse. I'd like to.
Billy, give me your three horses you like.
I mean, I'm done. I'm finished. It's over. I mean, does the computer work well enough to play the music early? I'm finished. It's a wrap.
I have no idea you're finished.
Heard it's nice to
wrap.
Be with you today, brother.
Billy,
it's a wrap.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'll be back here a couple times. I won't be on, but I will be back here.
Okay.
I'm going to try to. I'm going to go buy Drew some flowers.
Always nice to see you.
And then, yeah, it's always
you're
a pleasure.
You're a ray of sunshine.
That's right to be right
there
now.
There you go.
The music. Ma, where's the music?
Hey, yo, cue it up worldwide. I can't
do this anymore. I'm done. I'm finished.
Me and Billy over here.
I don't
here.
Care if we play commercials.
Hey,
you know, like it's the B show.
Hey, sweetie,
you know,
it's a funeral over here, man. Come save me, please. Come save me, brother, please.
Worldwide, just get to the damn music worldwide.
Yeah, what
like
was going
minutes.
On?
That's Diener, who had his greatest interview ever with, what was it, Bill Mott and, oh, goodness.
Bob Baffert.
Yeah, Bob Baffert. Bill Baffert. And that's a one seed in the AG region. All right, the 16 seed, Siena, is the time that Patty Ice called a UK soccer game.
It's a beautiful fall night here in Lexington, Kentucky as the Wildcats take on the Blazers of UAB. And it's going to be a fun one. I'm Pat Jaggers. Peyton Atkins, former Wildcat, joining beside me. Peyton, what's the biggest storyline to tonight's matchup for you?
Crosses it to the middle of the field. And oh, Kentucky has finally found the back of the net, the first goal of the match. Peyton, I think you're right. And Reyes was just a huge part of what they did early on in the year. That injury really plagued him and held him up. His ability to score goals and just be a part of the offense early on in the season really was a nice boost momentum for the Cats. So to have him out there is definitely huge. And Kentucky has an opportunity here. They've got it inside the box. And no, says Julian Meal, as he once again, before anything can even happen, he makes that stop before we can have any type of serious damage done by the Wildcats. They've got some opportunities here. Let's see what the Wildcats can do. They're playing quickly. Let's see if they can switch the field. They do. Let's see if we can get a shot off. And the Wildcats do. And we've got a goal in the back of the net. Kentucky has taken a 2-0 lead. And that was Khalil Emekar. You're right, a lot of takeaways. And once again, thank you all so much for joining us here on SEC Plus. A fun matchup, a lot to take away from this one. And Conference USA play to continue. It was a fun night here for senior night. And thank you so much to JJ Williams for joining us. I'm Pat Jaggers. She's Peyton Atkins. Thank you guys so much. And until next time, make sure you stay warm.
He was thanking us a lot. Boy, that's a bad spot for Patty Ice to be in.
Man, I've never heard that before.
You have to do it, but I mean, the game went two or three hours. I listened to the first 10 minutes, and I was thinking, I listened live and thinking Patty Ice had to be looking and saying, I got 90 minutes of this left. All right, so that's a 16. The 8 seed, this is Houston in the AG region. It's Buzz Baker taking a swipe at Locke's hair.
Oh, and let me ask you a question. Could you ask the AG one thing for me?
Okay.
How many times does she think a month that Locke is putting paint on the grass?
Paint on the grass.
What? Oh, I got you.
Dying the hair.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, hey.
I saw a promo the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, look.
There must be a shortage of shoe polish in Louisville.
Well, look, this camper's getting ready to get some gray blending, so I have no shame in that. Yes. Yes, I have no shame in saying that.
I don't think he did.
But dude, blending is different than painting.
All right, well, I will get her professional opinion. Yes.
Yeah, this looks like Bob Ross putting the black gesso on a pre-stretched canvas. What I've tried to do is I try to do something like this, you know, and I try to get everybody else engaged. Buzz. So with my $100 donation, I thought about it, and then all of a sudden it hit me. I decided I would donate an amount equal to 1 month of Locke's hair product. And so that's how we arrived at $100. And I don't know that most people out there realize it. It can be a tedious task trying to get your hair just right for radio. So if you, like me, understand what it is that he has to go through each and every day, I would challenge all of you out there who can and feel compelled to do so. In honor of Locke's monthly hair product bill, come out with a C-note yourself.
He dropped C-note.
Buzz Baker's on one, dude.
Yeah, he is.
The 9 seed, Locke, opening the show the day after he fell off stage.
But yes, I fell off the stage this weekend at the USTA Kentucky Awards Banquet. It was a chair malfunction. Not an equipment malfunction like the Super Bowl. It was a chair malfunction.
Or a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, there you go.
You kept your pants on. That was good.
I almost wish I would have made it even a bigger fall, but Andy has retweeted it. So knock yourself out. The only Sweeney. I tried. I wondered when it happened. Boy, I hope nobody's recording. But this is America in 2020, and everyone's always recording. So, yeah, I fell off the stage. We'll tell that story later. There's not much more to tell. The chair was broken. I fell off the stage. Yeah. Life goes on.
Chair's fault.
Oh, man. All right, that's an 8-9 game. Butler is the 5 seed. This is old video of Locke running a marathon when his kids are much, or not a marathon, some sort of race. And you can hear his wife and his kids give him encouragement. This is very heartfelt. It really is. Yeah. And it's a 5 seed, and it's Butler here in the sound bracket, on the sound bracket on ESPN 680.
Here comes Locke. Here he comes. I'm going to run with him, so stay with me here, camera. Honey, your time! Zenith. Your time is amazing.
It's so hard.
Hey, honey, you are under. I mean,
I
you are.
I watched that show.
You're doing better than Mary and Paul.
Daddy.
How you feel, babe? We're going to walk with you.
It's so hard.
Oh, my God. But you're near the finish line. Now you can push it like you tell Maddie.
I'm trying.
Tell them that. Daddy, just tell them that you tried your best and had fun, okay?
Okay, Liz, thank you.
About to come up here on the fire.
You can do it, Daddy, and I know it. I know you're not a quitter, and you can do it.
There you go. There you go. So that is me being motivated by a six-year-old. You're not a quitter. Just tell him you tried your best and had fun. I was doing something right as a parent for her to parrot that back at me as a six-year-old. The not a quitter part, maybe I was a little bit too strong. But there you go. 8 years ago today, I...
Oh, there we go. That's a 5 seed. That's Butler. One. The 12 seed, Kevin Keats at NC State. A couple different snorts at the radio station.
So the big thing you've... So the big thing you've...
Just keep playing it, Mitch.
So the big thing you've...
The first one, Strebel. The second one is Diener.
So the big thing you've...
Mine's not surprising. Diener's is surprising.
Play it again.
So the big thing you've...
That's really good.
It is fantastic.
That's really
That's
good.
A good matchup. It's 5-12.
Yeah.
Moving on, Michigan State, Tom Izzo and company, the 4 seed, Strebel, go.
Girl, you working with some bleep, yeah. Oh. You bad, yeah. Make a person spend his cash, yeah. His last, yeah. Girls frown when you pass, yeah. They mad, yeah. You gon' ride in the Jag, yeah. With that something, you could smoke or buy a something, yeah, of... Grass, yeah. I got money I can flash, yeah. And trash, yeah. I'm a big timer, yeah.
Careful on that one.
Pull the, you know what, yeah. A player hater flipper, yeah. Gray filler, yeah. I can't read any of that.
No, I have in the box of things that you absolutely can read. Everything else. Now you're just freestyling it, which is scaring me, but that's just fine.
I got
Let's
it.
Just go. We have the dumb bun.
I be slanging wood, yeah. Out in the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a someone scheming large, yeah. On the hard, yeah. A smooth little broad, yeah. From the projects. A guy do a trick, yeah. On the bleep, yeah. You claiming you want a picture, that ain't bleep, yeah. The guy with the money, yeah. Don't act funny, yeah. Got birds and I'm running, yeah. About 100, yeah. Girl, you looks good, won't you back that thing up? You's a fine lady, won't you back that thing up? Call me Big Daddy when you back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up. Is that good? You want me to keep going?
Yes.
Girl, you looks good, won't you back that thing up? You's a fine woman, won't you back that thing up? You got a stupid bleep, yeah. Make me laugh,
Ooh,
yeah.
Be careful, yeah.
Make a bleep, want to grab that, autograph that. I'm sweating in the draws, yeah. Hard and long, yeah. Want to walk it like a dog, yeah. Break you off, yeah. Get mine, you gonna get yours, yeah. That's for sure, yeah. You bleeping with my nerves, yeah. And to the curb, yeah. I know you girls know, yeah. And it show, yeah. But a guy got some more, yeah. I'm out to flow, yeah. Fresh bought some bleep, yeah. And his bleep, yeah. We making hit, yeah. After hit, yeah. Them things sitting nice, yeah. I want to bite, yeah. I could.
That's good enough, blank. Mitch.
Be
oh,
careful.
Boy.
All
oh,
night.
Salacious. Whoa, that's Perry. Michigan State. That's Tom Izzo, the 13 seed. Blankenbaker. This is Akron. It's also Mark Blankenbaker calling out the Lexington media.
If there's one thing Kentucky does really well, it's delete tweets. Like, you know, from the top gas bag that they have out there, Matt Jones, the tweets are just flying off the internet. Delete, 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 delete. Because you don't want them throwing back it. But meanwhile, he'll read stuff from me from like 4 or 5 years ago. He has no trouble reading stuff that I read, that I wrote 4 or 5 years ago. But he'll delete his stuff off the internet forever. And he's going to run for Senate? Give
well,
me a
no,
break.
He's not.
Well,
it's not.
He's going to act like he's going to run for Senate? Give me a break. He's a bar owner website guy. Come on. Give me a break.
All right, let's take a break here.
The hypocrisy. The hypocrisy, the outright out and out hypocrisy from everybody in BBN, and especially Matt Jones, who pulled a race card last night, which was hilarious.
Oh boy.
It's as a federal judge might say, revolting.
Now you want a guy that lives in Indiana to go, you know, chase down what's going on there in Lexington? What about Kyle Tucker? What about Mark Story? Oh. What about, you know, John Clay, Jerry Tipton, Matt Jones, anybody that's asked for the University of Louisville to live by the same standard? I want them to live by the same standard they set for the University of Louisville. That's what I'm all asking. Where's angry Kyle Tucker during all this? I want to see the anger. Angry. I see right now, sheep.
Before the game goes final, the king of all of Kentucky, the people that they all KSR, the sheep that are Matty Bangs, tweeting at me before the game goes final. I win.
Oh, man.
That's a haymaker.
Absolutely.
It's a haymaker. It's probably better than the 13. It absolutely is.
Another tough matchup.
Moving on, the 6 seed, Michigan. By the way, this is a sound bracket. We're unveiling our final South region here. It's the AG region. It's ESPN 680-105.7. All right. The 6 seed, Michigan, Juwan Howard and them boys. This is one of my favorite sounds. This is a 6 seed that, for me, could go to the Final Four. Take a listen.
In about 25 minutes, you are not going to want to miss this. We are going to have our trivia segment, and we are going to have a very, very, very special guest trivia person today.
Katie George.
No. That's pretty random. No, it's not Katie George. But she is doing great things with the ACC Network.
She certainly is,
yeah. She is.
All right, so I want to play this again, but I want to play with you knowing the biggest biscuit, Dave Skull, this was his day. It was his return.
Yes.
And everyone knew that he was going to be on trivia after his month, you know, month and a half, whatever it was. You know, he was off the radio for the better part of maybe even a couple months. And so this was, he was going to be back on the phone. Everyone knew where this was going except for Billy Reed. He had other things on his mind. Play it again.
And in about 25 minutes, you are not going to want to miss this. We are going to have our trivia segment, and we are going to have a very, very, very special guest trivia person today.
Katie George.
No. That's pretty random. No, it's not Katie George. But she is doing great things with the ACC Network.
She certainly is, yeah.
She is.
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
I love it.
I do, too. That's a 6 seed that could make the Final Four. I'm
absolutely
not kidding.
Absolutely, yes.
The 11 seed is Strebel, and just play it. Just play it.
Dax just says, how many Strebel students does he wake and bake with? It's sixth graders that he's teaching.
Oh. Yeah.
If he were in public high school, if he were teaching at Ballard, that would be something valid that we could have some sort of discussion about.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that.
Boy, you are on it. You don't know what wake and bake means?
No.
Oh,
you're kidding.
I'm
Mitch,
not kidding.
Please tell me you're kidding.
I promise
he's
I'm not kidding.
He's on one today. Boy,
I really
so
don't
you're
know.
Gonna be, so this is how it's going to be today. You're just going to be the star today. Okay. I just get, need to get out of the way.
It can't be any more straightforward than wake and bake.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Like you wake up and then you
yeah.
Do a little puffin, I guess.
Puffin.
The 3 seed, Seton Hall, Kevin Willard and them boys. And this one, you know, could be higher. Bob creates a game.
There should be a show called Nutbusters. And we ask you a question. If you get it right, you get like a pack of gum or something. But if you get it wrong, there's a little guy there and he punches you right in the jewels.
I have the modern game show that absolutely, I told you what it is.
What's that?
Bust a Nut. The premise of the show is you.
What?
You know this. We got Jim Cutler, the voice of ESPN, actually do the promo for this. They
what?
Use it. You'll be literally rolling on the floor. You know, you'll bust a gut while we bust a nut. It's Nutbusters. Join us. No. I understand what the phrase bust a nut means, sir. But the premise we were using it there was to be swacked with a forceful object. Well,
you were about to say
jewelry box.
You were about to say whacked, but
I wisely threw it into reverse. I may have ruined the transmission, but
wow. I'm speechless.
Bob, being
I'm
Bob.
I'm speechless. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The 14 seed, it's North Texas. This is David Grissom sound.
Yes. No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Did you
just give say, you give me a list of the current trustees, and I'll give you an answer.
Did you just say, F*** you?
No, I didn't.
You certainly did.
Did not.
How's that a 16?
It's a 14.
It's a 14?
It's a haymaker.
That's great. Oh,
this
I love
is
it.
Up next in the AG region is Virginia. They're the 7 seed. This momentous occasion from James Strebel.
I'm not going to do my UK honkish
he's
stuff.
He's not going to be a U. Do you want to get the sounder out? He's not going to be a UK honk.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear athletic director Mitch Barnhart. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
60 seconds ago, Koopy said, now that I'm here, I'm not going to be a UK honk. And 2 minutes later, we had him sing happy birthday to Mitch Barnhart.
That's a rejoin.
Yeah, that's Virginia. That's Tony Bennett and company. The 10 seed, Utah State. This is, I think, an absolute bombshell. And I know Big Easy loves this sound. It's a Bob bombshell.
Life on the road. Every day's an adventure. So... woke up today, and evidently this little thing that I've been trying to shake for 2 weeks has decided to come back with a little bit of a vengeance. So we'll be fighting that, see if the voice can last the 3 hours, and then do the game tonight. So you better get somebody up in the bullpen, because it's a distinct possibility it will not. And you better get somebody on the horn for tomorrow, because there's a good chance I won't be there. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's so great. You should. Let's do this one in reverse, Mitch. Let's play the 15, and then we'll end with the 2. Is that okay? The 2-15 matchup is the final one. Is it East Tennessee? That's who it is, right?
Yeah.
Eastern Tennessee. East Tennessee, they're the 15. Mitch doesn't know how to pronounce Gorgie Zhang's name.
Gorgie's name.
What is it?
What did you say?
Gorgie Ding.
Gorgie Ding.
He's so earnest. Gorgie Ding.
He is Gorgie Ding. The final one, the 2 seed, this is San Diego State, a great regular season. Can they keep it going in the tournament? This is, you know, it's Caller Emily.
Oh.
Another one.
Oh.
It's the 2
just
seed.
A couple things here before. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. All right, I'm going to take this call, and it's Emily. And Jack Grossman just, laughed really, really hard here. So, okay, I'm going to take a breath here. Emily, welcome to the show. You're on the ESPN 680 UK postgame show.
Happy New Year, Daddy.
Happy New Year to you. I hope you have big plans tonight.
I do. I heard you're all alone in your house, so I think I'm coming over. Is that right?
No. Probably not a good idea. I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna do, Emily? And this is really lame because I'm lame. I'm not attractive at all either. I'm not handsome.
I've seen you. I'm pretty into
well.
It.
Anyway, I'm just gonna go home and I'm gonna drink a few beers and go to bed early. I might not even make it to the ball dropping. I'm gonna go to bed early.
Oh no, we won't make it to the ball dropping. We'll be busy.
Oh boy, oh boy. Thank you, Emily.
You live in New Albany, right?
In the Southern Indiana area. Southern Indiana area.
Okay, I'll see you tonight then.
No.
We'll ring in 2020 together, Daddy.
No, Emily, you have a happy new year. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
See you tonight.
No, I will not see anyone tonight.
Give the neighborhood something to talk about. That's what that does.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.